ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणं रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशये नमः। अनार्पितचरीं चिराज्कोर्णवतीर्णकलो समार्पयतमनुतोज्ज्वलरसं स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरतसुन्दरद्युतिसन्दीपकन्दीपितसन्दीप सदा हृदय कुनरे स्पृशु बा सचिनंदना कदम संदीप। आनंद लीलमाय विग्रहाय हेमाव दिव्यच्च विसुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रसाप्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी बाबा तुम्हें। So today is a very auspicious day, the Snan Yatra of Lord Jagannath. This is laying the groundwork or the foundation for the Rath Yatra pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. That is the central pastime that is celebrated by them year after year after year. So we should be aware of it. It's not peripheral or anecdotal, it's central. And this is the central pastime of Mahaprabhu and his devotees, that they assemble every year 200 Mahabhagavatas. It's pointed out 200 Mahabhagavatas are chaperoned by Shivananda Sen Prabhu from Navadvip and Gauramandal to Jagannath Puri to join with Mahaprabhu in celebration of this most extraordinary pastime. And we should also consider how difficult it must have been for those devotees to, at the end of these celebrations and there, to return to their respective places. Mahaprabhu is still in Puri and they have to go back to Navadvip or their village. And so knowing how much love they have for Mahaprabhu and the pain of separation from him, somehow to endure, but then we can understand also with what sort of restless anticipation and joy as this time would approach, the understanding they're going to go to Jagannath Puri and join with Mahaprabhu. Right? So how much happiness and anticipation, and led by Advaita Charja and the company of Gadadhar Pandit and so many others. And everything that we hear there that is really prominent and substantial, such as this, it must be consistent with the cause of the descent of Mahaprabhu. And we'll see marvelously in the Ratha-yatra pastime how those two things, Bahiranga Sangikori, Nama Sankirtan, Antaranga Sangikori, Rasa Ashwadan, that with a larger group, engaged in Nam Sankirtan and the distribution thereof, right? Gurumaras and Premadama Stotram, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dama Danya Dana Sagaram, Premadama Deva Meva Nomi Gorasundaram, the Dan Sagar, this oceanic gift, the greatest gift, the greatest magnitude, is what Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna, which is what? Siddhu Dham. It's the abode of all nectarine substance. Srila Rupa Goswami says in his prayer, Nikhila Shruti Moli Ratnamala Nirajita Pankajanta. But the Shrutis, the Vedas, declare that the holy name of Krishna is the Ratnamala, the crown jewel of all spiritual sounds. And Guru Maharaj said, if they don't say that sound is this, like Vedanta would say, anavriti shabda, anavriti shabda, by sound you'll become liberated. He said, if they don't profess or sing or emphasize the glories of sound, it would be suicidal. They themselves are sound, spiritual sound personified. We hear of the personified Vedas, right? And like 108 Upanishads and Gurudev in his Arati for Nitai Chaitanya Puri, like the flames on Pradeep, the lamp. Sometimes we see like Panch Pradeep, five generally. But on special occasions, like in Lakta in St. Petersburg, 108, we have that one special ghee lamp with 108 flames, or what is also shikha, is also flame, right? But Gurudev says in song, those 108 Upanishads, they're like, what are they doing? Like flames, they're giving illumination to the central, the crown jewel of all spiritual sounds, the holy name of Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnakshuddho Nityamukto Abhinato Nama Namano. The infinite descending as though finite. Why finite? Meaning like Krishna, two syllables, in that sense finite. But the sum total of the infinite there. As Srila Gurudev liked to say at the time of initiation, the transcendental sound vibration form of the Lord. So, Krishna in sound form, Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabha Vyed Grahyam Indri. That the name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna are beyond the grasp of the mind and the intellect. Right? These are all mundane elements. The mind is not a spiritual element. It's a mundane element. Mana, buddhi, it's a mundane element in which the soul is enveloped. But it's a, you know, as Guru said, chayabas, it's a shadow representation of the original self. So that means soul, mind, intelligence. But what we have at present is a layering of, you know, ku buddhi, bad intelligence. Right? So Rupa Goswami saying that it's not with that that you can perceive the name, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna. This is one of the innumerable flaws of Prakriti Sahajyaism. Hanging by, you know, reconstituting mind, reconditioning your mind, training your mind or through intellectual analysis of the name, qualities, form, pastimes of Krishna, that you will achieve a spiritual substance. As Srila Guru Maharaj says, no amount of finite can produce the infinite. Right? Not a whole lot of finite, it still falls short of the infinite. Dui unguli, two fingers too short. Or a microgram of any substance can produce the infinite. Guru Maharaj dismissed this as absurd. Right? Only Krishna can reveal himself. Right? What to speak of those things, you know, karma, jnana, yoga, all dismissed. Cannot understand, get Krishna. Janma koti sukritar na labhyate. 10 million births of doing the right thing won't give you this. Bahunam jamanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. And if someone is properly engaged in the answer, after many, many births, many lifetimes, they may come to the point of understanding Vasudev Sarvamiti. And that's the outskirts of Krishna conception, remote Krishna, because where's the counterpart? His Shakti. Right? Krishna alone, as Guru Maharaj once said, is half Mayavad. There is no Krishna alone, except in a distant realization. Krishna is always in, you know, Radha Kanta Namostute, in the company of Srimati Radharani. So they, after many, many, they may get there still, but karma, jnana, yoga will not get this, only by the mercy of Krishna, distributed through his agents, Guru and Vaishnav, which means Vaishnav, because Guru is Vaishnav, Guru cannot not be a Vaishnav. So it means one thing, Vaishnav. One place said, there's only two things in the Kali Yuga, you know, the scriptures and Vaishnavas, which is another way of telling you, there's only one thing, the Vaishnavas. Because without the Vaishnavas, certainly, you will misinterpret whatever is said in the scriptures. That's a guarantee. Right? So without the Vaishnava, we're nothing. Guru Maharaj said when he first came to Gaudiya Math, and you're talking, you know, like Rupa Goswami, Ado Guru Vashaya, the first step to take shelter of Guru and doing that, whatever the devotees are telling me that. He said, but I was thinking privately that one day, my heart's inner hankering for a direct connection with Krishna will be satisfied. He said, but that was in the beginning. He said, I came to understand in time, the Vaishnava is everything. The devotee. And this is consistently expressed throughout Krishna consciousness. From the opening of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nirmat Saranam Satam, all the way throughout, the primacy of the position of the devotee. And what this means, the supreme devotee from whom all devotion emanates, Srimati Radharani, Yadamiya Mahima Sri Bhagavatyam Katayam, Pratipatam Anubhutam Apya Labdabideya, Tadakila Rasamurti Shyamalila Avalambam, Madhura Rasadi Sri Radha Padmam, Prabhade, Padmam Prabhade. Although ostensibly the Bhagavatam, Mahapurana presenting Krishna conception, yes. But what is at the heart of Krishna conception? Who is in Krishna's heart? His devotee, and what is the supreme devotee, Srimati Radharani. She's saying, Guru Maharaj in the sloka, really, and it was also intro of his collection, at every step of the way is to take us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. And that's where you get the greatest quality and quantity of Krishna, is in her connection. So the position of the devotee is primary. And you'll see, so the Nam Sankirtan, Krishna, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, descending in the form of his holy name. What is Mahaprabhu doing? You know, Krishna, 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 Nama Kirtanam, taking the name of Krishna. Krishna said, the cause is the effect, is the cause. You know, he's taking Krishna Nam, relishing his name. It's making him mad, relishing the sweetness. And what is that causing him to do? Take Krishna Nam and sing and dance and distribute Krishna Nam to others. And what image comes to our mind of Rath Yatra? But Mahaprabhu and is doing singing and dancing, taking Krishna Nam before Jagannath. But as I said, that it must be consistent with what has been expressed about the nature of the descent of Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the one hand, Bahiranga Sangikori Nama Sankirtan, taking Krishna Nam, distributing Krishna Nam to others. Right? But Antaranga Sangikori Rasa Ashvadan, with his select group of his most confidential associates, relishing rasa ashva, means tasting. And we see in Rath Yatra, both. And both are going on simultaneously. So there's the outer ring, another ring, and another ring. Three rings. And Mahaprabhu singing and dancing, and all the devotees, they're having their kirtan, singing and dancing. At one point, you know, the eight groups with the, you know, four mridangas and so many kartals and singers and dancers. But what Mahaprabhu is expressing, we're told, and these things have to be considered very carefully and respectfully, cautiously, and, you know, astonishingly, that we're told, and I only say this because it is there in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam. Imagine saying, not everyone knows, can decipher what Mahaprabhu is expressing. Very few. So it means this is multidimensional. So they understand if he's before Jagannath saying, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. But when he starts singing, you know, Yat Kumara Hara, Guru Maharaj, and one of his, you know, like he once, I'm just saying because he said it just to make a point, he's saying like nasty poetry. But as Gurudev would say, simple-hearted Vaishnavas, they don't think twice about it. Mahaprabhu is saying, he can sing whatever he wants. And whether we understand it or not, you know, what is the capacity of the finite to grasp the infinite unless it's revealed to them? But who is the primary disciple in this context is... And what is that? So much so, the line bears his name, Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami, hearing Mahaprabhu express these things, writes a parallel sloka, Priya Soyam Krishna. Because what is this sloka saying? A girl is remembering her first dalliance with a boy on the banks of a particular river. She's reflecting upon that time. That's the song that Mahaprabhu is singing. It was a type of Sanskrit poetry that was used to teach Alankar and other things, to teach poetry, to show how things would be expressed. But that's what a girl talking about this, right, reflecting upon her youth. It's not overtly expressing anything about Krishna consciousness. Right? But Mahaprabhu is singing this with such feeling and heart, and they're singing and dancing. They're not analyzing this. Right? But Srila Rupa Goswami, we're told, wrote a parallel sloka when they're living with Rup, with Sanatan and Haridas Thakur, Siddha Bokul, and put that sloka in the roof of the thatched hut and went to bathe. And then Mahaprabhu came on his daily visit and sees the sloka and, you know, feels discovered and says this Rupa Dhamma, like, how can Rupa know this? This is an internal matter of my heart. No one knows this. When he says that, of course, Srupa Damodar does. That's the position of Srupa Damodar. Mahaprabhu Dvitiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, his other self. He knows everything. So if he says, no one knows this, it's always implied, besides me and you. Right? And then Srupa Damodar says, you must have revealed it in his heart. Which sounds like a simple answer, but it's actually very profound. And that's the point. Saying it could, there's no other way. You and I know this, and no one else knows this. No one. But Rupa knows. So you must have given him some special inspiration. And that's when Rupa Goswami comes back from bathing. We're told Mahaprabhu goes like, we call it a love tap. What are you doing? Why are you telling everyone these things? Right? Because then that verse, Priya Soyam Krishna, is saying, that boy is Krishna, that girl is Radharani, that river is actually the Jamuna, that time of year, Rupa Goswami deciphers everything that's being expressed there. And connects it to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And just see, Mahaprabhu was saying, this is something very private and very internal. But what is inconceivable is that it's going on in public. So it's that confidential that although it's being expressed, no one can decipher or understand it who is not qualified. That's why in one place, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu says, what I'm expressing here in Chaitanya Charitamritam should not be broadcast. He said, but the devotees have requested me and only the qualified will understand it. For others, it'll be indecipherable, a mystery. They won't, he said, so then I have mixed feelings. I on the one hand, I understand, should not be expressed. On the other hand, I know the wrong people won't get it. So then I couldn't be happier. And therefore we find when he says something like, he takes the dust from the readers of Chaitanya Charitamritam. And what he means by that, those who have some appreciation for what is expressed there, because he knows where this all leads. And if someone has appreciation for that, they're going to end up at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and enter into that zone. Therefore, they must be exalted souls, actually. So in advance, he's taking the dust from their feet. Because he knows where this leads. And how does it lead there? By appreciation. sthane stita srutigatam tanuvan manobir. By hearing, the heart becomes touched and transformed. And then the real golden self, Swarup, comes out. So he knows all that. He's taking dust from their feet who appreciate what's given. But those two things, so see, he's always these two, the Nam Sankirtan, the Yuga Avatars, public service, and his internal purpose, this internal culture in the with the select group, meaning particularly Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. But it's mysteriously going on, and what's the word, in full view. The most confidential things are being expressed publicly, but again, those who are unqualified cannot appreciate that, or those who are, what does people unqualified, just less than qualified, like the Antaranga Bhakti, they're happily participating, but it's going on in multi-dimensional levels is the point. And we're told Mahaprabhu, those three types of dancing, Uddandan Ritya, Tandavan Ritya, and Madhura. Madhura being the sweet, swaying sort of dancing, Uddanda, leaping high into the air and coming down high up and down, and Tandavan Ritya, just mad, frenetic dancing, wild. But when Mahaprabhu was in Puri, this dancing astonished everyone, including Jagannath. Jagannath was stunned to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. Think of that. Astonished. That means, you know, Dwaraka Krishna is astonished to see this in one context. So Mahaprabhu, based in Puri at the request of Sachi Mata, so that she would get some news from him, and by not being too close to home, he would be, could not be blamed as a sannyasi. And there was Prataparudra Maharaj, the king. He's actually a great devotee, and his life's aspiration is to get the darshan of Mahaprabhu. But it doesn't appear to be happening. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the court pundit of Prataparudra Maharaj. So you understand, the court pundit, he's like Sarvabhauma, you know, means everywhere. Like, he's the man who knows more than anyone alive, is one way you could translate it. That's who you keep at your side if you're a king, because you're making all these decisions. You need a person like that who will dispassionately, who's familiar with all the scriptures, to as an advisor. That's the system. But previously, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had been converted by Mahaprabhu. Right? But that's an opening for Prataparudra Maharaj to say, you know, Sarvabhauma, if on my behalf you can arrange one darshan. You know. And Mahaprabhu loved Sarvabhauma very much, and he wrote that Shataka, the 100 slokas in praise of Mahaprabhu, all the devotees show it to everyone. You know, the Vairagya Vidya Nidra Bhakti Yoga, so can another, and you know. So because that's good for propaganda, you know, saying, do you know the court pundit of King Pratap Rudramarj? He's become a devotee of Mahaprabhu? No, you know, look at what he wrote. So Pratap Rudramarj, you know, Sarvabhauma has so much affection and appreciation for him and knows his great devotion. And he says, that's not a gift. Just you're a great devotee doesn't mean you get to go or to enter there. That we should also note. There's no question of his devotion. So Sarvabhauma Acharya says one day to Mahaprabhu, you know, the king, you know, Pratap Rudramarj, has so much devotion, and I have this one request, Mahaprabhu, what is that? And he goes, like, if you would just like one day give him a darshan. And Mahaprabhu would like put his hands up, what are you saying? Yes, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukasya Param Param Jigamasur Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayitam Yoshitangcha, etc. Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshana. Yeah, this is like poison to me. To meet a Vishayi, a king. Like, don't even, if you bring this up again, I'll leave Puri. Mahaprabhu was very upset and threatened to just leave Jagannath Puri if he even like suggested such a thing again. And all the devotees were afraid. Right. They need to drop it. Then later, Ramananda Roy, who they met in Godavari when Mahaprabhu went on his tour, included South India, and they had their famous talks on the banks of the Godavari, Ramananda Sambad and Ramananda, and Mahaprabhu said, I want you to be with me in Puri. Again, they're setting the stage for the final pastimes, that he will be there with Ramananda and Srup Damodar behind closed doors in the Gangbira, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. So now Ramananda has arrived and he's meeting with Mahaprabhu and saying, oh, by the grace of Pratap Rudra, Maharaj, he gave me a full pension and, you know, approved everything. So now I can be with you. Mahaprabhu, like, you know. And Ramananda is just saying, he's such a great, he has so much love. Ramananda Roy is, it's not told whether or not he was aware of the Sarvabhauma conversation, but he's just praising Pratap Rudra Maharaj like anything. And Mahaprabhu is noting that. And later we'll hear, he will say that if devotees like Ramananda Roy love you and you love them, then Krishna certainly will be merciful to you. That you can count on. And as Krishna saying, Yeme Bhakta Janaparta, those who say they're my devotees directly are not my real devotees, but my real devotees are devotees of my devotees. Right? Therefore, Radharani, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Tadiyana, Tasmat Paratram Devi, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. The highest type of Aradhana is the worship of Krishna's devotees. Radha Dasyam, when taken to its fullest expression. So that's the thing. You know, if she and her group, they're pleased, then Krishna is a given at that point. But some hope is there. But still, the devotees, they think the Prataparudra Maharaj, when he hears that he will not be given the darshan of Mahaprabhu, is saying, then why am I a king? Why do I have a kingdom? Why do I have all these resources? If they're not for Mahaprabhu, if I don't have Mahaprabhu, then my life, I should just kill myself. So Sarvabhauma, they're thinking like what to do. And the other thing, I can't mention everything right now, but at this particular point, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, I have a plan, because Rath Yatra is approaching, and the Lord will be exhausted at the intermission point, where he enters but Jagannath Ballabha garden, those gardens there, and so not in the dress of a king, but in very humble, you'll be there, and the Lord will need like the foot massage and some. There you sing from the Panchadhyaya, the five chapters of Rasa, sing the Gopi Gita. Right? Jayati Tedikam, beginning with that, and you know, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam, Kavi Biriditam Kalmasapaham. Shravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam Bhuri Granantite Bhuvi Granantite Bhuri Da Jana. You sing the Gopi Gita when he is there. That's our plan. No, Mahaprabhu, if we take it, that as Srila Guru Maharaj says, you know, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration, and service reaches its greatest intensity. The zenith point is the zenith point of separation, which is achieved in Kurukshetra. That's what this is about. So, but here, even in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, the groundwork, the foundation for that, if Rath Yatra is coming at this time, then there must be foundation before that, the intense separation. Right? Because that will be the joy of taking Krishna, Dwaraka Krishna. Puri represents Dwaraka. Taking Dwaraka Krishna back to Vrindavan. Right. So, Yoga Maya. So the Shnan Yatra, and what are we talking about? There's a bathing ceremony of Jagannath, and afterwards Jagannath catches cold. And then cannot and is feeling a little under the weather. So he can't be seen for what? 2 weeks, a fortnight approximately. So during that time, there's no darshan of Jagannath. That will be intolerable for the substantial devotees. So, at that time, Mahaprabhu, they have this shnan, and you get to see the deity, and they're singing that, and he is so happy, and then the darshan is finished, and you're not going to see Jagannath for at least a fortnight, and then Mahaprabhu is plunged into an ocean of happiness and leaves Puri. He can't take it. But then they bring news to him that your devotees, you know, those 200 Mahabhagavatas under the care of Shivananda Sen, they're on the outskirts of Puri. So please, you have to come back. So by the heart pull of the bhaktas, that brings him back. He cannot escape their, you know, what, like geosynchronicity is the heart of these Vaishnavas. He cannot leave that gravitational pull. So he agrees to return. And now that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is like the new recruit, which tells you something about what it means to be a devotee in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. When Brihaspati, the guru of the devas, he's the new recruit, the new devotee. Right. So Prataparudra Maharaj, Gopinathacharya, and Sarva, who's like brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the three of them, they're on a rooftop, and all the devotees are coming from Navadvip and Gauramandal, and Mahaprabhu is sending Swarup Damodar and Govinda with garlands to receive them. And Prataparudra Maharaj is eager to, like, for them to be identified. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya defers to Gopinathacharya. Like, hey, I'm the new guy. You know, he knows everyone. He can, you know, tell us. And so he's saying, there you see Swarup Damodar. Who is that personality who's so effulgent and beautiful and resplendent? That is Advaitacharya. See Swarup Damodar garland. Oh, see Govinda also garland him. What an extraordinary personality. And then they're garlanding, you know, Gadadhar Pandit and, you know, Nityananda Prabhu. And all the, and Vasu Ghosh and Mukunda Dutt and Vasudev Dutt, all of these great devotees. And who is that Govinda? Oh, he's a disciple of Ishwara Puri. You know, he's god brother of Mahaprabhu, but Ishwara Puri told him to serve Chaitanya Dev. As I told, Mahaprabhu was reluctant to accept service because it was his god brother. But when he heard it was the order of Guru, then he accepted. And so there, and he said, and it's being observed, like, he said, but wait, where are they going? They're not going for Jagannath Darshan. They're going directly to Mahaprabhu. Right? He said, I thought when you get like to the holy place, the first thing you should do is like bathe, then like you shave your head, then you bathe, then you go take Jagannath Darshan, then later, but they're all going to Mahaprabhu. As Ramananda did when he came, Mahaprabhu was like, oh, so you saw Jagannath? No, I came to see you first. What? And Ramananda always said, what did he say? The body is like a chariot and the heart is the charioteer. So wherever the charioteer tells the chariot to go, it has to go. My heart brought me here. Sorry. Mahaprabhu was like, okay, but now go have Jagannath Darshan and take some prasadam. So even though he is who he is, how humble. You know, like I remember one named Binoy Krishna, and I like humble, and he's like, I just don't think of Krishna as being humble, generally speaking. But then when you hear, well, the way he bathed the feet of Sudama Vipra, the Brahmin, and Dwarka, he and with Queen Rukmini, and as Mahaprabhu, he doesn't like to hear all this glorification, and the devotees break the rules to be with him, and at least in his heart he's happy, but at least externally he's showing some disapproval. But still, his heart is happy. And Sarvabhauma, when they mention the kings, they're all just going to Mahaprabhu. He said, of course. And Sarvabhauma says, you know, one morning Mahaprabhu came to see me, like woke me up, and said, Sarvabhauma, I have some prasadam for you. And he said, I just started taking the prasadam. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't chant any mantras. I just started taking that prasadam. And he said, and Mahaprabhu was like so happy. Right? And he said, so there's another path called Raga Marg. And these are Raga Bhaktas. There's no way you're going to keep them away from Mahaprabhu. And then afterwards, you know. And then at one point, Pratap Purudamar is saying, like, how is it that there are people who don't get it, who don't understand who Mahaprabhu is? And Gopinath eternally looking over at Sarvabhauma. What say you, Sarvabhauma? And Sarvabhauma by the turn of his hands, you've got to get some mercy, a little bit of mercy, otherwise not. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prashadale shanugrihita evahi. It's from the Brahma Stuti. Because he himself is the example. When he and Gopinath Acharya, when Sarvabhauma collected Mahaprabhu, who'd fainted before Jagannath, because by the way, although considered Dwarka Krishna, but why in this form? Dwarka Krishna, an ecstatic transformation because of feeling separation from Vrindavan. That's why he's assumed that form. The Indradyumna story is another story in a linear style, another dimension to it. But really, this is the form when Krishna is feeling intense separation from Vrindavan and Dwarka. It's so intense, his arms go into his body, his legs go into his body, his eyes become very large, and he's stunned in an ecstatic transformation. As Guru Maharaj once said about the G-force. Like when you have an object, right? An object in motion going, there are other forces, right? Like when the pilots, what do they call it? When they, one, two, three, like Mach levels. And but G, like G force of when the space shuttle leaves the gravitational pull, like there's this one point where it's most intense, then as they break free, that kind of thing. So, and we've seen, and when they show like the man on the sled, and by sled, I don't mean a troika, you know, three horses and a sled, but the sled that goes like 1,000 kilometers an hour, they show you the face of the man on the sled becomes transformed because of the G-force, the pull. So Krishna in Dwaraka, those pastimes, they're moving at the speed of infinite in a particular direction. And then the pull of Vrindavan, you cannot escape. The pull of Vrindavan and the outcome, this ecstatic transformation. And the pull, and not in an objective, external sense, but internal sense, upon his heart, but it's resulting in this marvelous ecstatic transformation. But that said, when Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, he says, Brajendranandan Krishna, Shyamasundar Krishna, Krishna with the flute, he sees Vrindavan Krishna. Right? Krishna Moyi, Radharani, when wherever she casts her glance, Krishna must appear. Right? As if she's generating Krishna by her glance. Right? So so when Sarvabhauma detecting the astasattvika vikar symptoms, observing them, and Mahaprabhu fainted before Jagannath, the guards about to throw him out in a gutter, And he said, no. And because he's the court pundit of King Prataparuda, they have to listen to him. He said, no. And then he puts the little cotton and it like wavers. He realizes he's still breathing, although he appears to be in a death-like trance. Takes him to his house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Mahaprabhu, they carry him like the way ants carry something. That's the description given. So it means this long form of Mahaprabhu, and all the devotees, like 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, you know, they're like, they carry him to his house, and there, when he enters these ecstatic trance, 9 hours, in a death-like trance. And that's, again, externally. Internally, it's not like knocked out unconscious. Means so deep in the upper world as to be unable to maintain any level of consciousness here. The body's just still like somehow alive. Right. So, and what this people, that's the divine form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but these are his pastimes. But at that time when they had a discussion, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thinks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a Mahabhagavata. He's a great devotee, and he's showing these things. And Gopinatha Charya says, he's not a great devotee, he's Bhagawan himself, come as a devotee, but he is Swayam Bhagawan. And they have this discussion, well, no, and the Vishnu Sahasranama, you know. And Gopinatha Charya quotes 2 or 3 slokas and says, anyway, I don't want to continue this discussion. You'll quote some sloka, I'll quote some sloka. You'll say, I already gave you the slokas you need to know. You know, Suvarna Varna Hemango Barangdas Chandanagati Vishnu Sahasranam Bhagavad Purana Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Right? It's there in the Bhagavatam, it's in the Vishnu Sahasranam, and it's in other places as well. But why continue? He says, Atapide Deva Padambuja Daya Prashad Lesh Anugrihite. Prashad Lesh means, unless you get a little mercy, you won't grasp this. And someone said, oh, and what's the evidence? Like, you've got the mercy and I don't? He said, because I know he's Swayam Bhagavan and you don't. Because I understand who he is and you don't. That's the evidence. Only devotees can understand, believe this. Otherwise, the logician, though, well, that's a circular argument because, you know, thank you. Thank you very much. Right. Prashad Alesh. A little, so that's what Gopinath told Sarvabhauma, and then Sarvabhauma got the mercy, and then he became a devotee. So when Prataparuddha says, why is it that some people can't understand Mahaprabhu's divinity? Gopinath looking like, Sarvabhauma, I think you could answer this question. He's like, yes, thank you. Prashad Alesh, you need to get a little mercy, otherwise not. So, and then Mahaprabhu meets with all the devotees. They're so happy. Take prasadam. Wonderful. He wants to distribute to everyone. And remember, Mahaprabhu, when his hands, he gives them on one plate enough for 4 men. And they say he couldn't distribute less. Like, that's his least. It's enough for 4 men. And he goes like, and then, but everyone's sitting there like with their hands, you know, no one's taking prasadam. And Sri Ramanar said, unless you sit down and take prasadam, no one's going to take anything. I'm like, oh, okay. And he goes, I have men who do this. Like, we've got it together. Kashi Mishra, the Paricha, the Supreme, we've got this. You sit here and take prasadam. And you know, all right. Then Mahaprabhu is taking, then everybody begins to take prasadam happily. And then they assemble, they see that Shnan Yatra, and then very happy, then unhappy in the ending, and the Pushpanjali, the flower offering. But they assemble to have their kirtan. And it's interesting to note there's also Pratap, Rudra Maharaj, others are saying like, we have never seen any kirtan like this. And if you look carefully, it's described as Prem Sankirtan. Just think, everyone participating has Krishna Prem. Everyone who's singing, everyone who's dancing, call, response, they all have Krishna Prem. So it should go without saying that cannot be imitated. You're thinking like, did they sing like this or did they sing? No, they sang with Krishna Prem. That's how they sang. And whether it was, you know, Gurjri Rag or this tune or that is irrelevant. They sang with Premic hearts and divided into four groups. And Mahaprabhu's dancing frintandavanitra, frenetically, madly, sometimes falling to the ground, picked up by Nityananda. And then in the four group, one group, they divide into four groups. This is before Rath Yatra, where it becomes more. But these four groups, and Nityananda leading one, Advaita Charja another, Virkeshwara Pandit another, and Srivas Thakur another. And all these great, like today, Mukunda Dutt from Navadvip, you know, is a singer in Vrindavan known as Marukanta. That means like, you know, honey throat. You can imagine how beautiful. He's like, if someone's the best singer in Vrindavan, that means they're like the best singer of all time and space. He's the best singer in Vrindavan. On the male section. And appears, you know, as Mukunda Dutt, who we know introduced Gadadhar Pandit to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that Mukunda Dutt, classmate of Nimai Pandit, you know. And always, whenever there's some major, the house, Chandrasekhar's house for that play, Mukunda Dutt sings the first song. It's always Mukunda Dutt who like sings the first song to set the tone and everything. But Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Goshadi, you know, Basu Dutt, and when Mahaprabhu meets all these devotees, says to Basu, he says, it's inconceivable. He said, oh, I brought two books from South India on my tour. Collected two very important books there. You can get a copy from Srup Damodar. What are they? Krishna Karnamritam and Brahma Sangita. So they would be copied by all the devotees. But anyway, they're buying these four parties when they have like 8 mridangas, 32 kartals, they're singing and dancing. And it says, this kirtan, it goes throughout this, like the universe, the three worlds. And we might think, is this some kind of poetry? No. It's real, it's reality. But we're thinking in terms of mundane, it is not mundane sound. It's Prem Sankirtan. So it means it's finer than the finest elements. So those who are, you know, tuned in to that plane, they're getting it, you know, live stream real time, right? For the higher devotees. That's why it's not something that happened 500 years ago. Right? When you read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's a live feed of these pastimes. But so Mahaprabhu, he has so much love for everyone and they for him. Then what to do? What do you do when Advaita Acharya is leading one group, Nityananda the other, Vrikeshwara Pandit the other, Srivastava Thakura the other? Who do you look at? All of them simultaneously. So he expands so that every person feels as though he's looking at them and them alone. Like they're making eye contact the whole time, but with everyone. And it gives a comparison to like on the Jamuna Pulina, the banks of the Jamuna where the cowherd boys have their picnics, like we were talking about the other day, Panihati, Nityananda, Raghunatha, that. So when Krishna has these picnics with the cowherd boys, everyone thinks he's looking at them. They feel that, because he's capable of doing that. Right? And that makes, of course, everyone happy. And today's also the disappearance of Kola Vecha Sridhar, who, you know, after the first Nagar Sankirtan, when Mahaprabhu took it to the house of the Kaji, again, when exhausted from chanting and dancing, they stopped at the place of Kolavecha Sridhar, which is like not more than a thatched roofed hut. Right? And he had this one broken water pot. Because he was that poor, right? He made a living selling, leaf cups. And 50% of his income he'd spend on Ganga Puja. And we know Nimai Pandit was always coming to him and saying, like, I'd like to buy some plates and cups from you. And he said, well, this is the price, you know. And he said, no, there's a guy, you know, by the banyan tree selling for half that. He said, then why don't you buy from him? No, I want to buy from you. So Mahaprabhu was always cheating him. He has no money. He's barely surviving. He spends half of that on Ganga Puja. And Nimai Pandit, what does Nimai Pandit come? You know, it was some other reason. Like, oh, and then he came and showered him with jewels. He's not interested in that. He came and cheated him out of his money. And when at the Maha Prakash, which by the way began with a song by Mukunda Dutt, when the term came for Kolavecha Sridhar to get his boon or benediction, you know, they can get anything they want. They were asking for prem, for the servant, you know. And what does he say? My request is that Brahmin Pandit, who comes by my place every day and cheats me, that he will do that lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. That is my humble request. And that Sridhar, so dear to Mahaprabhu, out of his broken, busted, you know, water pot, that's what he drinks from to slake his thirst after the Nam Sankirtan, and it tastes like nectar. And then like no one would do this. And all the devotees were astonished, and they can only conclude, how dear is this devotee to him? And when he finally decides to take sannyas, and that pitiful last evening at the house of Satchimata, most of the devotees don't know, handful know. Kolavecha Sridhar comes and he brings this lal, this like pumpkin gourd, as a farewell gift. And Mahaprabhu hands that to Satchimata, and she makes a preparation from that, and that's the last thing he took before he left in the evening to take sannyas, and you know, save everyone. Tyakta sudushtaja surepshita raja lakshmin dharmishta arja vachasaja ragadaranyam mayam rigam dvaita ipsaptaman badabad bunde mahapurushite charanaravindam. Hare Krishna.